So there, how to put this, we're waking up to a brand new world. So the world we see, the world we experience is vibrational. And as we agreed to coincide with our greater extension, our greater claim, we encompass a brand new world. So this is about finishing our past tenses. So here comes clearing day. So past tenses are all the riddles of yesterday, all those places where you're still finding yourself obligated to a past understanding of self, where you're still tied in knots, or you're still holding on to the anger, resentments, whether it's towards another or self. In actuality, it's all prearranged. In other words, the more that we stand upon our readiness and join with the beloved within, there is an activation of a significant proportion that's going to stir us readily and help us to choose the light. So this is really about surrendering to the light, to surrendering to the place of holy innocence, to surrendering to the holy procurement of the gifts that are being given. So again, the gifts are being given is our own accelerated forecast, our own accelerated substantial value, our own acceleration of our highest complete nature. So when we move into that realm, and when we move into that extreme placement of delight, it's what's been going on in the past holds no interest no more. I always say it in the universe, holds no more interest, because we've already gone beyond. It's like if you're still arguing with someone in a past grade, and it's like, I've moved on. So allow yourselves to shine, allow yourselves to shimmer, allow yourselves to illuminate, allow yourselves to be given. And so the be given is, there's an offering that's being offered. So to allow ourselves to be given is we receive it in earnest. So when I'm sharing this, I'm looking at a dove. It's a white dove, but it somehow has rainbow energy. And so this energy is stirring us through and through. So remember, it's like Lionsgate energy is upon us, bringing us quickening. So the quickening is advancing where we respond to ourselves, where we respond to our light, where we respond to our entire existence. Because remember, there are different stages of life, there are different versions of life, and we're the ones consenting to full arousing, full arrival, full no-keeping. Excuse me. So as we bring forth this great harvest of wealth, we are self-ignited. So the self-ignited is the energies are here as we will do the stirring. So the stirring is, we agree upon it. It's very, very essential that we understand it. Nothing is done to us that doesn't require our reassemblance. So in other words, the light is offered, but we have to sign off on it. We have to agree upon it. So when we're receiving it, it's like stirring us. It's giving us new consideration. It's giving us new amplification, where we find that we're no longer broken. We never were, but we were believing in it. And so if you, whatever you believe in, you sign and consent and you draw upon yourself. So when we're holding all of these trespasses of suffering, we're believing in the belief and illusion of suffering. So when we believe in it, unfortunately we stand upon it and we then create out of it. So this is where we're signing off on our highest note possible. So wherever we are in the evolutionary process of ascension, we're signing off on the highest note possible. So we're saying, please let me receive. The me is like secondary to the greater assumption. So this is like Joshua saying, you know, it's the Father through me. So that Father is like the holy provisioning. So again, in his time period, it was the Father, the one Adam worked and provided. And so that's the energy that is consuming us, is this natural, I'll put this in words, like provision or principle of light, of love, of full restoration. So it's like, through me, do all the channels come complete? So when we're opening up, to our grand extension of light, this is allowing that principle of energy exchange to travel through, to be wholly witnessed, to be wholly returned, to be wholly established, to be wholly integrated, to be wholly consented. So remember, we're consenting to our power, we're consenting to our light. They want me to go back to the power and to place due emphasis upon that, because as we strengthen into our wholeness, that really makes our rocket ship soar. In other words, the power of influence that we're allowing to reside within self, it's always been there, but we believed in the separation of it. So as we return to it, we sign our highest note. So we return to that power. We return to that good influence. So this is where we're not waiting for the world to change. We're waiting for our likening to be remembered, because once we ignite with our sacred heart, the power that is stirred, the power that is illuminated, the power that is offered, the power that is suggested, the power that is fully restored is upon us. And so this isn't like, oh, this is nice for just this particular moment. It's upon us forevermore. So allow yourself to receive, allow yourself to be duly noted. In other words, I receive those high notes and I stand upon them readily. So because this is what shifts us into our new time and place, in English, into our destiny. So whatever our divine appointment is, whatever is for us to naturally return to, because we've all existed in these 5D dimensional realities in previous associations. So this is what's naturally courting us, naturally being restored, naturally being assembled, naturally being gifted, naturally being entitled, because we are source, we are whole, we are oneness. We are coming into our divine acquaintance. So allow all to be gifted, allow all to be consumed. So being consumed is allow that light to consume me, let it become my very essence. So this is where all of those natural divine impulses, all of what we would receive as miracles, are really our divine union in full operation, in full unity, in full establishment. So we're coming into a new priority and a new understanding of self. And so this is like that wrinkle in time where we're going to start standing out. The standing out is you have your old paradigm and your old tendency and your old fear and all that stuff. So the standing out is there's a new association. It's almost like, oh, there's a new ice cream flavor, a new donut, a new chewing gum flavor. Let me consider it. Let me try it. Because this is where we want to prioritize our loveliness. In other words, we're prioritizing our light. We're prioritizing our new association. We're prioritizing our new gifting. We're prioritizing our new long-lasting concern. So allow yourselves to receive in your illuminated witnessing. So that illuminated witnessing brings forth great benevolence, brings forth great sunshine, brings forth great Christ union. So again, we're turning our attention to the light. We're relieving ourselves of past belief in injustice, Because if we string that along and then we are ignited with more power, we understand what's going to come upon us. So we don't need to do that. We don't need to experience any more hardship. We can arrive here at last. So allow yourselves to be nurtured. Allow yourselves to be sung to. Allow yourselves to be wholly engaged with and ever extended. So these are the energies that are restoring us, that are uplifting us, that are assuring us of our new association with our Christ self. So this is the illuminated essence of truth, the extension of the divine in form that we have agreed to partake in and be merry. So be merry sounds pretty good. So this is like, I can't get those words, but it's like all the ways we shall go. The words are, just so you know what I just passed by, it's some kind of chant, and it feels like a chant from a monastery. And so when I receive it, or when we receive it, I should say, because we're doing this all as one, there's a revelation standing by. A revelation standing by. When I'm receiving the energy on our behalf, it's all-consuming, meaning it's stirring us. It's showing us new considerations. So as we align with it, we shift our total reality. We shift our total perspective. So all the things that we're engaging in, we're enjoying a new lifestyle because we're seeing ourselves from that promoted status. So that ongoing like mantra hymn is showing us our victory, is showing us our possibility, is showing us our heaven-sent interest, is showing us our new establishment. So receive and allow equal exposure. So equal exposure is, I offer this to every exchange, every person, place, and thing in my very receptivity. In other words, what's occurring now in the physicality, as well as what is forevermore. So that is all that's still in your storage box. That's still all that's in your unconscious memory. So with these energies, you may suddenly get flashbacks, like, you don't need to know my particular flashbacks, but when I receive it, it's restoring me to brilliance. So my particular flashback was a place where I was not 100% sure of my innocence. So it's like that's tumbling in. So whatever aspects of ourself that need the light, that need the recalibration, that's what we're restoring. That's what we're surrendering to. So when we surrender to that light in complete victory, it's for total assimilation. So in other words, it's like soul retrieval. We graduate into our heavenly realm. So allow that to be received, allow that to be evenly exchanged, meaning offered to all those aspects of self, all those aspects of suffering, poverty, wherever there's just like, the wee little bit of trauma that needs your love, that needs your high note, that needs your recalibration to bring that back fully. And so we're allowing that to be received by one and all. That means let all graduate along with us. Let us restore heaven on earth and bring it into quick fruition. So this is the whole point. There's, polarization in its grandest, and then there's a new quickening of a state of consciousness coming into full awareness. So this is what we're partaking in. We're dreaming in the light. We're dreaming in a new consciousness. We're dreaming in a new establishment. To be joined with, meaning as each of us open our higher heart, as each of us awaken, we join with all the other awakened beings that are here to fully like immerse themselves in our new they're saying condition, sounds funny, but in our new establishment. So receive. Welcome everyone home. As we are welcomed home, we welcome everyone home. And so it is. So thank you.